The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns tonight at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod. My other twat is on vacation right now for spring break, so I have standing in for her the one and only Bronwyn Burke. She's my co-host today. Thank you, Bronwyn, so much for being with us today, with me. When I say us.
Hi. And you can call me Bronwyn Windham too. You know.
I don't know. I don't know what last name I have. Burke in. Is that your...
That's Sean's last name.
That's Sean's last name.
We're in a transitional period, so, you know, let's go with Wyndham.
Okay, well, yeah, let's go with that, your transitional situation here. Now, you moved since the last time the viewers saw you on Housewives?
Yes, so we are in a rental house right now, short-term rental. We still don't know exactly what we're doing, so... You know, when I stopped finishing Housewives, I had recently come out. I was dating Chris. We were in a transitional period, you know, trying to do modern marriage, keep our family together. And it's been about a year and a half since I came out. We've been in this house for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months. We're actually looking for a property now. So now we kind of know what we're looking
for. Let's back it up. Now, when you say that you guys are in a temporary situation, are you going to continue to live together? Or are you going to split up?
No. So we're going to stay in the same house. We're going to keep the kids in the same house. And I feel like I should say like, hi first. Like, whoa, hi.
I know. Hi.
How are you?
We just kind of went and got into it. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, no, we're going to keep the kids in the same house. I spend half my time in New York, or about a third of my time in New York. I just recently moved in with my girlfriend there. So
wait. So back up. So the viewers out there, listeners out there, do not know all this. So you have a girlfriend. You've been with her for how long?
6 months.
Okay. And you are back and forth from New York to Orange County.
Right.
I'm assuming you and Sean have 50-50 custody. So kind of a situation where he's with them half the time, then you're with them half the time. Or is it just let's do what works?
Yeah. So he's working really hard. He's working really hard in these new companies that he started kind of the end of the pandemic. So it's not exactly 50-50. I think once things settle down with his work, that's probably where we're going to end up at. He is working a lot. So it's about, I'm here 2/3 of the time, New York 1/3. Mm-hmm. And that's just because that's what's working for us as a family right now. So we don't have anything, there's no custody agreement. We're still legally married. You know, we're still living in the same house. But we did need some separation. So after the show quit film, or after I found out I wasn't being asked back, I took the kids to Kauai for a while. We went there for a couple months. I took a reset. You know, I had been doing a lot and, you know, I was still newly sober, newly out. I had a frenetic energy that I think everyone kind of noticed. Everyone that was close to me was like, girl, you need to take a step back. And so I listened to everyone and I went to Kauai. Sean and I kind of took a pause. I had the kids with me there. He flew out a couple of times. It's not like he didn't see them. He did fly back and forth. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just took a reset into what we needed. And we realized we did needed some space and separation. So for the most part, when I'm here, you know, that's when he does his work trips. That's when he travels. And when he's here, that's when I'm in New York.
So you guys have a pretty good system. You have a system. Yeah,
it's called nesting. We didn't invent the wheel on this. It's called nesting. Other people have done it. I think Gina and her ex-husband tried to do it for a little while when she had the casita. So it's amicable when the kids are being schlecked back and forth.
Right. I had a friend that this was probably 15 years ago that did this. And I thought they were crazy. Like, how can you do that? How can you be living with your ex-husband to be? And then after I watched it happen, I'm like, oh my God, that's actually a really good thing because the kids, nothing changes for the kids.
Right. And that's sort of what we wanted to put them first. There's enough change in their life right now. We didn't want them to feel like their family had been split up. Like Sean slept here last night. So last night we were both in the house together. So the kids still see that we're a cohesive unit.
But you're not in the same bed, right?
We haven't been in the same bed in 20 years.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I know. Like ever since I think Bella was born.
Well, you're in the same bed 7 times. That's for sure.
Well, some of them are IVF.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And if you're only having sex in your bed, then I need to teach you some new things.
Okay. Well, I'm all ears. Just
kidding. But yeah, so I go back and forth to New York. Sean's working a lot. I'm not saying it's easy. But life is good, right?
You went through a year and a half of change, and now you feel like you have a system that works for you guys right now. Yeah. My question to you is, now I know personally, and I've talked to her, you have a girlfriend, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but has Sean gone on to date anybody, and do you feel like your arrangement right now, when he gets serious with somebody, do you think that arrangement's going to have to change?
I don't know. I mean, he is dating someone right now. You know, and I don't know where it's going to lead. They haven't said boyfriend and girlfriend yet. You know, they haven't had that conversation, but yeah, he is dating one certain person right now. And hopefully it can work. Like, you know, when Victoria first started dating me after our first date, which was 7 days, our first date lasted 7 days, but you know, she called Sean and they hung out on their own. So I hope that they can get to a point where, you know, they wanted to be a part of this family. That would be great. You know, I do. Right. I've always said that I want our family to grow. I would really hate if either one of us ended up with someone that wanted to split up the family, but we shall see.
Well, I mean, ideally you're not going to be able to continue that forever. He's going to want to get married. You're going to want to get married. Who knows what's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be like this.
Yeah. Forever. Right? And that, you know what? And that's the one thing.
Unless you all move in together.
You know, it's funny. There's actually a lesbian couple I'm friends with. They have done it forever. One of them did get
really
remarried. They have the one house. They have the other. And, you know, you just have to get creative. That being said, I know I live my life one day at a time. You know, like I have to, obviously, for sober reasons. That's a big part of it. One day at a time. If I were to get ahead of myself at all the things that could go wrong, I would go crazy. You know, like the amount of stuff that we've all had to deal with the last 2 years, none of us could have even expected. We all have gotten through it. So if I take it one day at a time, I can manage it. So this is what we're doing today. And I called you a few times. You've seen me freaking out.
I'm totally. Not
okay. I'm like, you had to drive me home one day. I was shaking so bad. I couldn't drive.
I know. And I feel like you guys are figuring out as you go along, how are the kids doing?
That depends on the kids. So Bella, our oldest, you know, she hasn't met Victoria. She doesn't want to. I respect that.
Okay. Is she mad at you?
No. She just, you know, she wants her family to, she has this image of her family the way it used to be when she was growing up, and she's not ready to let that go. And I'm okay with that. You know, I respect that. She doesn't live at home. She's already moved out. The older two girls have moved out. Rowan is great. You know, Rowan is a free spirit. Rowan's kind of like, you do you. She loves Victoria. They get along great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I've seen pictures together. Now, I want to talk about Rowan later on when we recap New Jersey, because there's a lot of talk about Jackie's eating disorder. And I know that you firsthand have gone through it with Rowan. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I'm glad that the kids are all good. You have five at home?
Yes.
Five. So
Jacob's a junior, and then we have the four little ones. And I mean, and it's good, you know, like it's good.
I mean,
and
but I for people out there that are judging you and Sean for how you're living your life, what do you have to say about that? Because it's not traditional by any means, but it's also like it's a new modern day way of living. And this is not a normal nowadays at all. And for people that are in a marriage and they know that they're not happy and maybe they're attracted to the same sex, but they're afraid to tell their partner. I want to hear your thoughts on that as well. I know that's a two-part question, but you know, it's something that people will judge you on all the time. And I tell people all the time, I said, listen, Bronwyn does not have a mean bone in her body. Now, that's the one thing I love about you. Like, you might not agree. People might not agree with your lifestyle, but you are a sweet person. Like, even with this Noella things that are going on between you two, like, I know a lot. You've told me a lot. And she's said a lot about you, but you've never said anything negative to me. Even as your friend, you've never said anything negative about Noella. And I commend you for that, because I know if you're talking crap about one of your friends, you're probably talking crap about me too. You know what I mean? And you're not that person.
No, I have a big heart. You know, I love unconditionally. I'm probably naive in a lot of things. Sometimes they tell you what I've done and you're like, oh my God, girl, you're so dumb, you know? But that's just like how I am. I believe the best in people. I see the best in people, even when I get hurt. And so I think a lot of people, if they're judging us, one, I would remind you that a lot of what you know about me and my parenting, you got secondhand from other people. Yes. I didn't really get to tell my story. Most of my really great scenes with my kids were cut out. And a lot of things, how I'm never with my children and I have all my nannies, that's not true. That's not real. You know, like I'm at home right now. I have two kids downstairs watching a movie because they're sick. You know, I have one nanny 3 afternoons a week. That's it for the after school activities where I have to be two places at once. So keep in mind, a lot of the information you received was from people that didn't have good intentions. You know?
Yes.
And I think, like, you know that as a mother, like at the end of the day, both of us are such great moms. I think that's the saddest part. The saddest thing that came out of the show was when people tried to depict me as a bad mom. Cause that's the one thing that's always been so close to my heart. Like,
That's something like we get a lot of questions about, like I put out that post on Instagram and I got a lot of feedback. Like, does she spend time with her kids? And I, like, every time I see that, I want to just like, it makes me so angry because, you know, I went through a bad breakup, divorce, custody battle. And I still to this day, do you talk to your kids? Yeah, I do. Every single day. You know, people want to judge you on what they heard or what you're accused of. And it's to me, when it comes to kids, first of all, it's off limits and it's frustrating as a mom.
It is. It is. And frustrating. You know, I'm like I said, I'm with the kids about 2/3 of the time, Sean 1/3. He's never gotten one DM. Why aren't you with your children?
I know. Isn't it crazy?
It's such a crazy double standard. I probably don't post as much when I'm at home with the kids because honestly, I'm not doing anything. Like I'm going to school. I'm doing drop off. I'm in a messy bun working out at home.
Yeah.
When I'm home, I'm not going out. I'm home with the kids. Right. When I go out, it's in New York. Yeah. And I'm also working in New York. And I think that's the other thing. I got a lot of flack with Sean, which is she's only with him for the money. And although after 27 years together, obviously I'm entitled to half. Like, that's a no brainer. But, you know,
as Jennifer says on New Jersey, I get half now.
I get half, right? I love her.
I love her too.
Like, I am trying to work now. Like, I actually am putting my, you know, I've never had a job before Housewives. That was my first job.
Well, so, you had a job. You had seven kids.
I've never had a job that made money. And so I don't have a lot of skills. You know, I don't have a college degree. I dropped out of college to have Bella. So I'm trying to do what I can. And I'm actually hustling and doing, you know, I'm speaking. I'm doing public speaking on sobriety, which has been amazing. I'm traveling across the country, you know, speaking to different recovery groups. I'm working with GLAAD. I'm so excited to get to do that. Victoria is one of the sponsors of NYCD Prize. So I get to, you know, help her and do that. I'm writing this book, but you know, like I've been doing things. I've just been doing them quietly. And just, I do want to say, like, to anyone with the mom stuff, just because I'm not posting that I'm at home, odds are it's because I haven't bathed that day and I don't want to.
Right. I personally don't post about my children. It's just not, it's just something that, you know, they're, Sophia's 16, Spencer's 21, like they didn't sign up for a public life. So it just doesn't make any sense. They don't, you know, they're at that age where like, oh God, mom, don't post that. You can't post that. So I just don't. And it just makes it easier because there's so many trolls out there that say horrible things about your kids. Like, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You're going to tell me my daughter needs a nose job and she's 14 years old. Like, you're an asshole.
That's horrible. And it's true. And so, I mean, I don't explain it to you, but like, I think that most of us are incredible moms and just give us the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying the best we can. It's what we're doing. And we're trying to figure out life at the same time. Now I have a question. Before going on the show, did you feel that there was any struggle to find your identity prior to that? Is this something you've always struggled with? Because I met you and I knew 5 minutes into meeting you that you were a lesbian. I totally knew. I mean, there was something about that, oh, the flirtatious drunk kiss, but then it's like, oh no, you got serious. Like, you nailed me down on the banquet area and you were like, okay, this is happening. And I'm like, oh, she means business.
Sorry.
No, there's no reason to be sorry at all. I mean,
sorry.
You know, I'm flattered that you wanted to make out
really
with me.
I was really drunk and you were really hot.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know me. I'm a kissing girl. When I drink, I love to kiss my friends. But when it comes down to it, you know, I like the wiener.
Right. You know, I always knew I was bi and I always hooked up with women and I really enjoyed it.
And like, Sean embraced that.
Yeah. I mean,
he was okay with it.
Times like, and even, and honestly, you know, we did have like, she was like a girlfriend that we had in our family for a little while, you know, one particular woman that was in our life. And, you know, that was kind of like the three of us were dating. I would say a lot of the time Sean would tap out and be like, this isn't for me, but you know, that was always a part of my life. I never saw myself in a committed relationship with a woman.
With a woman. It was just fun.
I think for me, like sexually, I was so attracted to them, but I'd kind of been like everyone of our generation. We were kind of brought up in this heteronormal narrative.
100%.
Being straight was the given.
Straight was the only way to go. Yes.
And so I wanted a house. I wanted the kids. I wanted the country. You know, I wanted that white picket fence dream.
You wanted the life you didn't have growing up because your mom was going to med school. Right.
And I didn't. I get that. We weren't shown that you could have that if you were with another woman. We didn't have that as, you know, that representation when we were growing up. So I wanted the house. I wanted the kids. And I really just thought, and this is going to sound horrible, but I thought there was a part of me that was broken from my childhood that like, I couldn't love Sean the way that like I read about in books. Mm-hmm. I loved my children completely. I loved them all of my heart, but I just thought, well, you know, I have issues maybe from my childhood. It honestly wasn't until I met Victoria.
So Victoria, for people that don't know, Victoria is your girlfriend. And it's ironic that it's Victoria because, you know, that's Vicky Gumbelson's real name, Victoria.
I know.
So, I mean, that is very interesting.
You actually said it to me the first time. You're like, oh, you're with another Vicky. She goes by Vic. And I was like, I didn't put that together till now, but thank you. I can never unhear that.
Well, Vicky's name is Victoria. So that is pretty funny. So can you tell us anything about your new girlfriend? Are you, because you just started kind of posting pictures and it's been about 6 months or so.
Yeah.
So are you now feel comfortable being open about it? Is there anything you can tell us about her?
I mean, she's amazing. She feels like home. I adore her. Our first date, We met through mutual friends in New York. They set us up. We kind of talked. Our first date lasted 7 days.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't go home. And you know, I've never been able to sleep with people. Like, I've always had really bad nighttime anxiety. And our first night together, she's like, I'm going to stay here tonight. And I was like, okay. And it just took off from there. You know, our second date was Puerto Rico. Then we went back to New York. Like, we just had this whirlwind romance and it's been magical. She's a model. She works for Muse Model Management. She's a big influencer. She's very big.
She's got a big following on Instagram. I saw that. Yeah. And she's a dancer too, right? Like
She's a classically trained dancer. She grew up in Miami. She's from Brazil, but grew up in Miami.
She's from Brazil?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, those Brazilian girls are crazy.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns tonight at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
So what is your type? Tell us your type.
Victoria is my type. Like, okay. If I could handpick, when I first saw her photos, when they sent them to me, I was like, oh, wow. Why would a girl that looks like this ever want to date me?
No, you did not.
But I did. I mean, she is hot as F. And like, I'm still married with 7 kids. Come on.
How does she feel about that? Having 7 kids? I know she's met some of your kids, not all of them. Do you think you have long-term with her? Like, is this going to be a long-term commitment or you're still trying to figure it out?
I think it will be.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Like I said, we just moved in together. I think it's going to be for a while, you know.
Do you think that she's going to get annoyed or upset with your, you know, co-parenting in the same house with Sean?
No, she works a lot for her own job. She travels a lot for modeling into other countries and stuff. So she's good with the cross-country relationship. She's good with the fact that when we're together, we really are together. We tune out the whole world. It's just the two of us. She loves Sean. You know, her and Sean get along great. And, you know, she spent time with my kids. And it's like, you know, it's cool. You know, her and Caden love each other. They have their own special bond.
Oh,
Hazel
sweet.
Loves to FaceTime her, the four-year-old. You know, it's.
Do your young kids understand what's going on?
Yes.
Oh, they do. Okay.
They didn't in the beginning, but now they do. I think now that I've become such like a vocal advocate for the LGBTQ community, now it's more important for them to understand why, you know?
Yeah. Now she's met your mom.
Yes.
And your dad.
Yes.
And first of all, how's your mom doing?
Great. She was just in Antarctica with a bunch of
Burning Man people. I saw that.
Like, she literally had the most amazing trip of her life. So she's amazing.
She is. She's doing great mm-hmm. then. And she is 100% supportive of what you're going through and what you're doing in life. And she loves Vic.
Yes. She loves Sean. She loves perfect. Vic. Actually, when I came out to her, she's like, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Now, do you see yourself getting married again?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I be a bridesmaid?
Yes. Yeah. Victoria might be checking you out down the alley.
Oh, my gosh. So I just started following her.
I know. She told me.
Yeah, she sent me like an emoji, like star eyes, like, oh my God, she's super sweet. We FaceTime and talked, and she is really a sweet, sweet, sweet girl.
Yeah.
Love her a lot. Now, I have a question. Now, after being on Bravo for 2 years, I felt like getting fired, you really handled it well. You really did. Like, you just moved on, you don't talk about it. You stay on course and what's going on in your life. And it's just like, okay, that was, you know, a fun experience. Do you have good memories of being on The Housewives? Or was it one of those things like, oh my God, what did I do?
I definitely have good memories because it's given me this amazing platform.
Yeah.
So I think when I walked away, one for protecting my own self, I thought I'm going to take a step away. It was very hard to see two of my friends cast. And keep in mind, when Noelle was cast, we were, I thought, best friends.
Yes.
You know, so to see, you know, that was hard. And so I said, I'm just going to take a break. And then the longer of a break I took, I got off Instagram completely. I had the person that helps me with social media just kind of take over for a while. I was like, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm completely tuning out. And I think that was the smartest thing.
You were sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it. You were sad.
Yeah. I mean, I came to your house. I was.
Yes.
I didn't know. And this is so. And like, I wish I could go back and tell me. I thought that that was the end. I'm like, I've done everything. That was the end. Like, there was nothing left for me. I didn't realize that this was just the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, once you're on a platform, especially like Housewives, and that's why I'm forever grateful for being on that. So many other opportunities come your way. And, you know, it's up to you to take advantage of the opportunities that really mean something or will take you to the next level and not just every opportunity that comes your way. Because there's a lot of things you're like, if I do that, I'm going to look really desperate, you know.
And it's, I mean, that's the thing, like, did I love everyone I worked with? No.
No, but that's the whole, yeah. Now, saying that, would you, if they offered you to do the Ultimate Girls Trip, would you do it?
Oh, that would be fun.
It was actually a lot of fun.
Because it's like you're in and out. It's like a quick 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take over your whole, because we've talked about how when you're filming, it takes over like your whole life.
Well, I don't think people really truly understand how time consuming it is. So you film 4 months out of the year. But within that 4 months, you are constantly being beat up, talked badly about. Side conversations with whoever your bestie is on the show. There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of stress. And then you go into press and then it's like, then things get really heated because you start speaking your mind and then other cast members get mad at you and then it becomes a fight and then you go to air and then that's a whole nother, like it is a shit show.
It takes a toll on your mental health. I found I wasn't as present.
Like, well, you're not as present with your children.
yeah, like with Sean, my kids, I would be sitting there and I would be, you know, like, and what if she does this? And what if she does this? And like, it consumed me.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Because if you're not taught, if you're not dealing with what's going on at that moment, you have another cast member that's calling you and you're consumed with that. And then you have a producer calling you, like trying to talk you off the cliff. So there's so many things that are going on, so many moving parts to it. And then, you know, like I didn't even realize it. And now Sophia's like, oh my God, Mom, it's so nice to have 100% of you. Like you're here, you're present all the time.
And so girls trip, great. In and out.
It's literally a 10-day commitment and it's so much fun.
And you get that little endorphin rush, you know, because I do miss the cameras. Like I miss filming. I liked getting dressed up. I enjoyed that. You know, I like filming. I didn't like all the other, I do hope that what I'm working on comes to fruition because it's not exhausting, you know, it's uplifting.
Yes.
And like I feel like, and I'm just going to say this and I hope, I just you take this with what it's meant. I know that a lot of times people say, oh, Tamara's a pot stirrer or a shit talker. And I just have to say that I have told you everything about my life. You literally know every single thing and you have never said one word. Not ever. And you, this thing I love about you is someone says it on camera. Okay. It's fair game.
But 100% fair game. If you tell me off camera, different story.
You have kept secrets that most people probably wouldn't. And that's one of the things that like, I wish people knew about you is I have told you everything. You even know things like right now that I'm keeping close to the vest. Like you know everything. And you're like, these aren't my stories to tell. And you're one of the first people I call, like when I'm having a really hard time, because I know you've been through every single thing that I've been through.
Yes.
And you were so helpful and you're always there to pick up the phone. Always.
Well, thank you. That gives me goosebumps and really warms my heart. You know, stirring the pot on the show is definitely an art form. And we're going to get into that as we recap Orange County. But before we start to recap Orange County, I want to ask you a question. Noella was one of your really good friends. I want to say your best friend. I met Noella through you. We went out to dinner. We went for drinks. She was very sweet, very nice. Actually sent me a bouquet of flowers the next day, just saying, you know, it was great to meet you. I thought, oh my God, this girl is great. What the hell happened? Like you were best friends. You were together all the time. And then she got on the show and then.
My soulmate. I mean, I truly believed she was my soulmate. So first I want to say, because a lot of people say she used me to get on the show. That absolutely is not true. We were introduced through Thomas.
Thomas is the executive producer of Housewives, which he's amazing. Love him. Yeah.
So like, it wasn't like she like finagled her way into my life. No, we were like, hey, I think you two are going to get along. I would love for you to call her. So I did. So there was no using me to get on the show. Like,
okay. So to me, let's back that up. They encourage you to call her, to talk to her. So that just means like, they kind of thought maybe she was going to be on the show. Like they kind of thought like she'd be a good housewife. So let's bring her in.
Yes.
But you guys took it way beyond that. You were with her way beyond that.
So the my first lunch with her, I was like, oh my God, I love this girl. She's so open. She's like me on crack, you know, like anything, any crazy thing I've done, she's done more. But the thing that I love about her is she owns all of it. She owns it all.
Yeah.
And she was able to keep in mind, this was during quarantine. She was able to live in this beautiful world of her own existence. And she brought me into it. You know, she created this fantasy life for us when I was at a really, really low point. And I will always have so much love for her that like when I say when I was on the floor, I was so depressed after all that stuff went down with Shannon, like I was devastated. I couldn't move. She literally carried me onto her plane and took me to Puerto Rico and nursed me back to health, like mental health. She did that. And that's love, you know,
that's kind of a side of Noella that we don't get to see too much on the show. I always say like on these shows, they're going to show your strongest part of your personality. So if your strongest part of your personality is talking shit and it's going to look like that's all you do. But
I think if she had had a friend, I think if she had had one friend, you would have seen the softer side of her. That being said, when she was cast and I wasn't, our friendship it just went away. And I've heard from other cast members what she said has happened. That's not true. You know, I think I even reached out to you and Katrina to like send her an email because she wouldn't text me back.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know what happened.
So let's just take it back. So she got the part of a housewife. You got fired. Did it just cut off right there? Was there a fight? Did you do something to her? What happened? Because it doesn't make any sense to me.
She was my first phone call. I called her before I called anyone else. I sent her a text message. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You deserve all the beautiful things in life. I just need to take a break right now because this hurts so much.
Yeah, it's painful. I mean, right now, I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, I have two friends that have been contacted by casting to be on the show. And they're calling me. They're like, I filmed with you like 3 years ago. Why are they calling me now? And I said, I don't know. But you know, it kind of hurts. It's like, okay, yeah. Like I want my friends to be, you know, have fun and be successful and do all that. But it's like, really? You're going to call my friends? I haven't even heard from you.
And it does. It hurts. And I think I sent you the text messages between us where I was like literally begging for her to call me back. What was going on? You know, I wished your son a happy birthday. At one point I was like, okay, this is going to be my last text because now I'm entering stalker territory.
Yeah.
You know, I said it kind of jokingly, but she ended up breaking up with me, for lack of a better word. And I do want to make it very clear. We were never romantically involved. I've seen rumors like that.
I was actually wondering about that because she said she's bisexual.
Yeah, no. And she is, but we were just, she was like a sister. And then she ended up sending Sean an email saying that I had done some hurtful things or whatever. And Sean wrote back and says, Bronwyn hasn't done anything. Like she hasn't gone out of bed.
You're not a hurtful person. Don't go after people. You don't call people out. You have a heart of gold. For me, like I couldn't understand, like, what did you do? She made it sound like you did something horrible to her. Do you know to this day what it could be?
No, I don't. My best guess is because I feel like I do know her, is that maybe someone we trusted said something to distance her from me so she would be more...
Okay. So you're saying a producer said something.
I don't know. This is literally just me throwing stuff out there because that's the only thing that would make sense. Given how close we were, because I also know her and I don't think she would have done that if she didn't believe something happened. I do believe that.
I know you haven't watched all the episodes of Orange County, but what you have seen, how do you feel like she's being portrayed or how she's acting or what are your thoughts on her this season?
I actually have only watched the one from last night because you told me to.
Yes, because you had to.
I haven't watched any of them because I don't enjoy it. I find it makes me sad.
I took a year off too. I didn't watch last season.
And it's not like, oh, it's sad, so I'm not gonna watch it. No, I don't watch it because it hurts my feelings. So
how did watching last night's episode, how did you feel about her?
I will say, and I've also heard stuff, I will say this. I think it's very hard for someone like Noella, who is very open, very outgoing, very embracing of all aspects of life, mm-hmm. to be on a show with such conservative people. I don't know how they thought that was going to work without her having an ally. I think if she had one person on that show that had her back, you would see the part of her that I got to see.
Like, do you feel like she's like a mean person or she's a misunderstood person? Or, I mean, I think, you guys were so close.
I think she's human. So I think she can have meanness in her, just like we all can, you know. I think at her very core, she is a little girl that wants to be loved, just like most of us.
Well, I will tell you that it kind of broke my heart when her father passed away, and I actually reached out to her. Now, just remember, I was on Watch What Happens Live last month, and I said, you know, I called her the village idiot because I just felt like she was doing things to do things, and I just. Ugh, I don't like that. So I called her the village idiot and she was on a few weeks later and she had the best comeback. And she said, that's funny coming from the most iconic village idiot, which made me laugh. Like I have really thick skin. So when her dad passed away, I sent her a DM and I said, I just want to say, I'm really sorry about your dad's passing. And I apologize for calling you the village idiot. And by the way, I loved your comeback. And she was very sweet. She came back to me and she was very sweet about what she said. And she's like, you know what? She goes, you know, I'm not stupid. I'm a logical person. And, you know, she was just kind. And I'm like, thank you for being kind. And that was it. I'm not saying we have some big romance or friendship going on, but you know, when somebody's father dies, that's sad to me.
It is. I wrote to her when he passed away too. We have talked a few times since then. I think she's just like a lot of us, like, you know, she has that little girl in her that wants to be loved. I know her family history. You know, I think she wants to be loved. I think the stuff with James really shook her.
Yeah. I feel like you and James are really good friends still to this day.
We are.
And I tried to get James on the podcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's very personal. I don't want to put it out there. Like, he's very private. Well, he's an attorney. So let's just call it what it is. He's smart. He's keeping himself quiet, letting her say whatever she wants to say. And then, you know, in court, that's all going to be used against her.
I think for him, and, you know, because Sean and I have stayed friends with James. We both are. We've both gone to visit him in Puerto Rico. I will say that he really does love his son. Noella let their old nanny go, the one that had raised Junior from when he was a baby. He hired her. She's in Puerto Rico just waiting. Like, he didn't walk away from his kid. You know, he is working to get custody. He wants to co-parent. I think that they're going to get to a place where they do what's best for Junior. I really do. I think it's like she did the same thing with Coco. I think she'll get there.
Wait, Coco is her daughter?
Daughter with her. They never got married, but like her first long-term.
Right. We don't hear about Coco ever on the show.
I know her dad doesn't want her filming.
Does she live with her dad or she live with Noella? Yeah,
she lives with her dad. She lives with her dad. So she's a sweet girl, same age as Koa. They used to be like best of friends. Like that was heartbreaking too.
Okay. So do you feel like you guys can ever reconcile, become friends again?
I do.
Do you think it's going to happen?
I think, you know, everyone has a certain amount of time on the show, whether it's like me 2 years, or like you 2 decades, you know, we all have a time on the show. And I do think when the show is over, you know, I miss her. Like there'll be times, and I've told you this too. Like I've told you, like, things will happen in my life that are so crazy and there's no one else I can talk to because she was the only person that fully understood the crazy and embraced it and loved me for it. Like the things that her and James would just be like, okay, we're rolling with it. It's very rare in life that you meet people like that, you know? And like, yeah. I love Noella's new boyfriend. Like he's a great guy.
I've heard great things about him. I have a couple of friends that know him and just said he's like just
he's a great guy. He's a great guy. I think he's really good for her because he's like solid and grounding. Yeah. You know, James has a new girlfriend that's amazing. She's very sweet too. So I think they're both like in really good places. And I think when you're happy, it's easier to go through all the other stuff. So
yeah.
I'm hopeful for all of them. I'm hopeful for everyone.
Well, I hope that you guys can get it back together and you guys
Me
can
too.
Be friends.
So
let's do a deep dive into Orange County. Let's go on a break first. Then when we come back, we're going to recap what went down in Aspen. We'll be right back.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns tonight at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
So let's get into last night's episode. The girls are in Aspen. And I mean, do you agree with me? Going on the trips was the most fun ever.
No, I don't agree with you at all.
You don't agree with me. Oh my gosh. What? I can't even remember. What trips did we go on when we were on the show
together?
We
did Miraval. No, I didn't have fun on one of those trips.
I kind of felt like Miraval was fun.
I did, you know, because I never had friends. Everyone hated me. Miami I liked was you. Fun.
So they're in Aspen. We're getting to know, I feel like finally episode, I don't even know what it is, 12, 13, 14. We're finally getting to know Jen, which you know, Jen. I feel like she's another one of your friends that they brought on.
Yes.
The show. And they're playing a little game. Like what was your, you know, what's embarrassing to you or something like that. And Jen says that she has been engaged seven times. Seven freaking times. That's a lot. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
It's like the, what's the Jersey Housewife?
Which one?
The one that was engaged all those times?
Oh, was it Danielle?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. She's like the Danielle Staub of Orange County.
Yeah. Your thoughts on Jen Armstrong?
I mean, I know her. I know her personally. So like Jen is a very hard worker. She's so smart. Like sometimes when Jen's talking to me, I'm like, you're a scientist.
Yeah. I mean, I'm confused with Jen. I found her to be extremely boring on the girls trip. And if you're boring on a girls trip, you're done.
I think for her, keep in mind, she's a doctor. She's, you know, has a very successful practice. She's the primary breadwinner in her family, you know, so she can't get drunk and get
doesn't make her good TV.
Yes. You know, which is true. And that's the truth. The thing is, she's a good doctor. Yeah. And it pains me to see all this BS that's being written about her. Because none of it's true. She's a great doctor.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of lawsuits. There's a lot of things going on. My really good girlfriend, Pam, lives right next door to Jen and Ryan, whatever his name is. And so, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But
met his husband a few times. I don't think we've ever had a conversation. So I don't think it's just him on the show when he's like that. I generally think he's just over people.
Yeah.
Like he's sad. Well,
he doesn't want to film.
I just think he just doesn't like to really talk to people in general. Cause he's the exact same way when you just hang out at my house. He would like go on his phone and watch sports.
Yeah. Not the most interesting housewife they've casted. I'm going to throw that out there. I think she's beautiful. I think she's smart, but sometimes that doesn't cut it. So, and Noella accused Heather of pushing the camera guy, I don't know, maybe it was a producer, a camera guy, whatever, into the wall at her party. Your thoughts? Like, I know Heather, I've known her for years. She's not a violent person by any means. So I'm like, is Noella just lying?
I would guess the truth is somewhere in the middle. Now, Noella said she heard this from someone. So I can take a guess who she heard it from, given that party in the night. So I think sometimes when you hear stuff, it gets exaggerated. I would guess something happened. I doubt Heather would do something illegal.
I personally don't see Heather physically pushing, shoving anybody into a wall. But yeah. Is Noelle the type that's going to pull something like this right out of her ass? Or no, is there like something, maybe, some truth maybe that she grabbed onto? Down. Like, did maybe Terry got upset and pushed a camera guy
maybe, like,
or
something? Pushing the camera down or, you know, and I don't, like, there's things I could see you doing. Yeah. Like, I mean,
I mean, a lot went down on this episode.
I've thrown my mic on the floor, but that's about all I've ever done.
Yeah, you know, I've thrown it. I've dropped in the toilet. I've done a lot throughout my 12 years. So this entire episode was a little frustrating to me, a little annoying. There was a lot of shit that went on that I'm like, are we seriously watching this right now?
It was exhausting.
It was exhausting and not even in a good way, I don't think.
No.
You know, Emily. Okay, let's talk Emily because we worked together with Emily. Emily has definitely come out of her shell, but she is now the shit stirrer. She is labeled the shit stirrer. And, you know, and it takes a true talent to be able to move a storyline. Not many housewives are capable of doing that. I felt like I was one that was very capable of doing that. And you do it in such a way that it's not so obvious. And I appreciate what Emily is trying to do, but she's basically coming off looking like a backstabber.
I mean, I don't have fond memories of Emily. I don't like her.
So you know, the entire season, she's a totally different person. And it's kind of like when somebody's told, listen, you're not that interesting. If you don't, you know, you don't start performing, you're going to get fired. And I feel like she went into this season going, okay, I'm going to stir the pot and I'm going to do this. But it's getting to the point where it's exhausting. Like she can't even let, like she's got to talk all the time, like getting out of the van. My vagina's wet. It's like, okay, really? I don't really want to think about your vagina right now. And she says things that she thinks are going to be good TV. And it's kind of getting annoying.
And I've always feel like she tries to tear people down to kind of bring them unhappiness too. Like I tried with that girl. I did. I tried so hard. And I feel like she doesn't have real friendships in her life. You know, like.
No, she hangs out with a lot of people that have been trying to get on the show forever. And she was definitely part of them and ended up doing it. I mean, I'm just absolutely shocked that she's now on season 4.
Me too.
But let me tell you, I will take this Emily over what we filmed with, you know, 3 years ago.
Stuff she's going to get called out for. Like in the episode, she said something not too nice about me. And then, you know, the whole thing was I'd gone through some stuff last year. I was generally worried about Shannon and I off camera voiced some things I had heard that I was concerned about. I did it off camera on purpose because I didn't want it to be part of the story.
So let's take that back. She basically called you a name.
Yeah.
She called you a name and I can't remember exactly what it was. Something about what a effing asshole you are or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
something.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, really? Did you really, really just say that? Because that is so out of line. Like you actually took somebody aside off camera and said, listen, I just heard this. I'm kind of concerned. And she took it and ran with it.
And she put it on camera. And like, I'm a big believer like you, if it's said on camera, then it's fair game. But if you say it off camera, because they had bonded and Shannon and I weren't that close at the time. They had bonded and I was genuinely concerned. I didn't know what to do. I had talked to production and I was like, these are my concerns. Like, yeah, we kind of have the same ones too. So I knew that I wasn't out of line in being worried because I'm a caregiver. I do care about people. Even if we're not getting along, I care about you. So I said it to her after we had stopped filming, after the cameras had shut down purposefully. So it wouldn't be on camera. And then she brought it on and I was like, that wasn't cool. And then it became a thing. And I did feel bad for that. You know, but like for her to even bring me up, it's been over a year now, you know, I'm obviously in a different place. Like the majority of my life right now is dedicated to helping people get sober. And like,
but what she said about you was so rude. Like it was just rude. It was uncalled for. And well, she called me Lucifer last season, I heard. So I don't know. I don't get
Emily. Have you seen that TV show? He's hot.
Yeah. You know, and Emily says, I don't talk about things I don't see with my own eyes. And I almost fell off the couch when she said that, because that's all she does is talk about things. It's all she does. She literally has made herself to the person that no housewife can trust, because if you're sitting in a conversation with her, she's going to go blab it to somebody else.
I have a feeling by the time people listen to this, there will already be like 20 fan sites that have gone and shown all the other things she's done. Like,
oh,
there's someone doing that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would have to say, I feel bad for Shannon in this episode. You know, Shannon and I are not on great terms. And I literally feel like no matter what she does, the other girls come after her. They want to attack her. They want to bring her down. When I say other girls, I'm talking Emily, Gina, and Heather. Constantly wanted to bring her down. You know, Shannon says at her part, like at her party, let's act like we're having fun. Let's act like we're having fun. And Heather says to Gina, while they're in New York, walking the streets drunk, would you rather be with me or be with them? How is that any different? But yet Shannon gets attacked for saying that. I'm like, wait, Heather, you're the one that just said, like, you know, would you rather be with me? Yeah, of course you'd rather be with me. You know, it's like, it was such a stupid, what I'm getting at is when housewives start to fight about something so stupid as a chair, you took my chair or you said this, it's bad TV.
It's bad TV. It's like Small House, bad TV.
Yeah. It's bad TV.
I think, you know, the one thing I will say about Shannon, which we both know, is she's a single mom. She's raising three girls. She's trying to start companies and working her ass off. Like, she gets, you know,
she said it in this episode, I'm trying to do my best, you know, and then she's doing all this. She's trying to, you know, hold down the household, take care of her kids, put her kids through college and start her business. And she's being attacked by, I mean, this girl cannot do anything right without being attacked.
So I think, I mean, honestly, just like Emily and Gina could just give a little bit of grace.
They can't.
Like, I remember the beginning of the season, Gina says something about me, like my poor children. And I'm like, my poor children, they're doing great. You know, they have two parents that love them. They go to a great school. They have siblings that come and visit. Like,
I know. I feel like she says things that she doesn't think about.
They have food and medical care. And they're, you know, what? They live in Newport Coast. There's no poor children here. Like, what are you talking about?
They're privileged kids.
Yeah. Like, they get to go to Taekwondo and dance class, like gymnastics. What if there's no poor kids here? You mean that because their mom goes away 10 days of the month?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I literally felt bad for Shannon this episode. I feel like no matter what she does, they're going to beat her down.
I have a question for you, because you and Shannon went through something very similar to what Noelle and I went through.
Yes.
Do you think you and Shannon can ever be friends again?
I think we can. I think that most of all, like, I haven't felt this way and I've been very vocal about it. And maybe I haven't always been, I don't know, maybe I bashed her too much in the press, just saying how I felt, but it was really came from a place of pain. Like, yeah. I really felt like we were really good friends, really, really, really good friends. But in the back of my mind, I also knew that Shannon is being in a friendship with Shannon is kind of one-sided. She's never going to ask you, how are you doing? How's your day? How's your husband? How are your kids? It just doesn't enter her mind. And I'm the opposite. Like, I'm like, how are the kids doing? What are you up to? Like, what's going on? Like, if you need to talk to me in the middle of the night, I will pick up the phone and talk to you. Where she thinks about Shannon first.
Yeah.
And so I knew that. I've always known that. But then when I, you know, I'm not a needy person. I don't need somebody to talk to all the time. In fact, I rarely need somebody to talk to. And, you know, I really kind of just take things in and deal with them that way. And I really needed her. I got literally demoted from a job, didn't take the offer that I was in for 12 years. My ex-husband, you know, was diagnosed with cancer. My kids were in turmoil. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know if their dad was going to live or die. Even to this day, they don't. Like, there's so much that was going on in the world. And then the pandemic hit. And I just felt like for the first time ever, I really needed my friend. And she wasn't there.
Yeah, I remember. She wasn't there. I remember. hurt you. Like, I remember.
I mean, it was more of a pain and a hurt. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so mad that you got the show and I didn't. Like, it wasn't anything like that. Like, I get it. I'm a businesswoman. I own a couple of businesses. Like, I was on 12 years. Like, time to move on. Time to move on. That's it. It is what it is. And so I didn't really hold any anger towards that, but I'm just like, what the hell? Like, where's my friend? So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? Who knows if we'll ever talk again? But it's been very hurtful for me. Another thing that was kind of hurtful for me too is Heather was asked a question. How did you feel when Shannon got casted on the show, or Shannon was on the show? And she said, finally, somebody I can be friends with. I'm like, ooh, whoa. Wait, I thought I was your friend. I thought Vicky was your friend.
What does she mean by that?
I don't know. So Vicky and I actually
talked. When Shannon was cast?
When Shannon was on the show, Heather met Shannon for the first time, she thought, oh, finally. She said, finally, somebody I can be friends with. And I took that as a little bit of a dig. I haven't talked to her about it yet, but I'm like, wait, what did you mean by that? Because we hit it off from the very beginning. And then Shannon came in after that. So what do you mean by that? So that kind of annoyed me. I don't know. But overall, it wasn't their worst episode by any means. I felt like there was a lot of stupidity. Like the arguing was a little bit. I don't. It was a little much.
When I was in the car, I saw, you know, Shannon, Gina, and Emily in the backseat. And it was like old. It almost felt like old housewives. And then I saw, you know, Heather, Noelle, and Jen in the front. And it's like, where they're going. That's kind of what it felt like to me. Like,
yeah,
you did a reboot. You need to keep going. Add another seat in the front of that one.
Yeah. 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 I don't know.
I think it would be great. I think they need to bring two of your friends and bring you back, because you know, Noelle, you know, you have history with Heather. I think that would be amazing. And I think, because I know the friends that they call the viewers, because you told me last night.
Yeah.
I know how cool they are. So they're strong, amazing women, but they're also open-minded.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you feel about Heather comparing, you know, she feels like she's getting a bad rap as a mom, with Noelle saying that you push somebody against the wall. So Heather basically compares pushing someone against the wall when she talks to Shannon. How would you feel if somebody said you're a racist pig that steals money? I'm like, well, that's two totally different comparisons.
It reminds me of that thing on Jersey last year with Gia that I'm not even going to repeat, but it was like, you make one analogy and then you make another one that's worse. Like, just don't do that.
Yeah, you just shouldn't. Like, you're a pig that steals. Like, you're a racist pig that steals. That does not compare to pushing somebody against the wall. I'm just going to throw that out there. So let's get into fan thoughts.
Okay.
So fan thoughts. And these are not our thoughts. These are things that were sent in by fans. These were fan thoughts. I know. I have no thoughts. I like Noelle. I feel like Noelle is acting in every episode.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Keep in mind, she's a huge super fan. So she would watch Housewives basically all day, every day, with a little Rachel Maddow thrown in.
Okay.
And Law and Order. But like, she has been studying these. She knows every back thing. That's why when she sent you that text, I didn't know what it meant. And like my assistant had to explain it to me, because he knows. I'm like, I don't get it. And I was like, I don't know. So I sent it to Anthony and he's like, I think it means, because you mentioned that you wanted to interview James.
Well, just because there's so much talk about him, of course, that people want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing. Like, she has really made him out to be like this deadbeat dad that's not taking care of them and doesn't want anything to do and has moved on. And from what I've heard, that's not the case.
Yeah, no, he truly is a great guy.
Yeah.
Shirt off your back. I mean, he will literally give you the shirt off his back kind of guy.
Let's take a break and then we're going to go into New Jersey.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns tonight at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Okay, we are back and we're going to go ahead and recap New Jersey. Now, in the past, I have not watched New Jersey for years, but now I am absolutely 100% hooked. Like, all my girlfriends are like, what do you mean you don't watch New Jersey? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have enough time in the day. Now I am obsessed with New Jersey.
It's like my favorite one because I love the fact that it's like broads, their family, their kids are involved.
And the husbands are involved. I would have to say they have the best husband cast ever. Yes. Like the dynamics with the husbands, so good.
And they're actually
Joe Gorga,
friends.
Amazing. Like all of them.
They're actually friends. And I love this fact that this year there's no like team this or that. It's like they're all just kind of a little bit wrong and a little bit right. But they're hanging out. And I'm like, I love it. I love Jersey. I love Jersey.
I feel like there's a lot of storyline that's going on that's interesting. We'll get into the Jackie storyline, which is so heartbreaking. But basically, so where the episode takes off is they're at, I want to call it the ropes course because we did the same damn thing. It's called the ropes
course. Treescape or something.
Treescape. Did you do the work? Were you on the show when we did the ropes course? I don't think
no.
you
were. No, that was Emily and Gina's first year.
Okay. So we did the rope. They did the rope course and Teresa came in pissed off. She's pissed off. I don't know if you've been watching the season, but basically what's happening, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of buzz about Louis, about his past. And you got to know, you got it. I knew when I brought Eddie in that people are going to be digging up his past. And if he had a past, they were going to bring it up and all that stuff. So some of the girls have brought up his past. It's not great. I don't really have a horrible feeling about him. I said publicly that I felt like all his affirmations gave me a little Brooks vibe a little bit from Vicky.
Well, when I was watching, I'm not going to lie, Margaret was you. She's Vicky and he is Brooks. I mean, there are some similarities when I'm like, oh my God, I've seen this before.
But I'm giving them a chance. Like, I'm giving them a chance. People can change. You can go through bad relationships. You do stupid things. Like, I know I've done stupid things in past relationships I'm not proud of, but it doesn't, you know,
define who we are.
It doesn't define who I am. So Teresa says she's in a love bubble. She doesn't want anybody to pop this love bubble. She doesn't want to talk about anything that's happened in the past. And Louis did not sign up for this. Therefore, Margaret should not be talking about it or any of the other girls. Well, that's unfortunately not how reality TV works, right?
Yeah. Anyone that you're bringing on camera signs up for it. I mean, literally, you actually have to sign your name.
Well, he had to sign a contract. So when you sign that contract, you are fair game.
Right.
I mean, nobody wants their husband or their children or, you know what I mean? Like their mom to get involved in the drama. But
it happens.
It happens. And it's unfortunate. But this case,
I believe that underage children shouldn't. I hold true to that. I think all of us that underage kids should get a good at it, for lack of a better word. But, you know, he did sign up for it and he knew all this stuff. You got to know it's all going to come out.
Yeah. So at the ropes course, she was very, you know, she was mad. She was pissed off. I like seeing that side of Teresa. I like seeing the table flipping side of her that is, you know, very, you know, you did this and what's that look on your face and all that stuff. Like, don't roll your eyes at me.
You know? The one that makes absolutely, I love it. Like, there's no reasoning with her she's completely irrational to, and I'm just like, yeah, that makes no sense, but okay.
And then there's Melissa, who does not want to get involved in family drama. She just sits back and is like this.
Right. Because she can't go against her sister-in-law.
No, you can't. You know, it's hard. It's like family. You can't go against your sister-in-law. So she just kind of is like, oh God, kill me.
When the cameras turn off, they still have to have Christmas together.
Yes. So there was a lot that went on. She's blaming Margaret for everything being leaked. But I'm like, you know, I feel like Margaret's just doing her job. This is reality TV. This is what happens. Margaret didn't put it out there. There was stories about it. And I don't know. There's that whole video that he was apologizing to his ex. And, you know, it was like a retreat type of thing. And I don't blame him for that. Like, I feel like he was trying to better himself. People want to give him like a hard time about that. No, I don't feel like that's bad. But then he went and lied and said, well, she was crazy. The girl was crazy. I'm like, wait, you were proposing to her in this video. Like, and now you're saying she's crazy. So
one, always tell the truth. Always tell the truth. You cannot lie because it's going to catch up with you. Don't ever lie. Own your stuff. I think you should own it before anyone else finds it. Just own it. You know, because it's going to come out. I am shocked at stuff that people can find out. Like whoever these super fans.
Oh my gosh. Just recently.
They can get hired by PIs or something.
I know. Well, just recently there was a article that came out where I was on Heather DeBro's podcast, and this was in 2019 or 18. And we talked about, she told me like she knew about Gina getting arrested and DUI and blah, 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 blah. And then fast forward to 2021, she basically is like, I had no idea. And people dug that up.
You cannot lie. You cannot lie.
You cannot lie because they will come back to bite you in the ass. That's for sure.
You know?
So Teresa's moving on. She's excited about her life with Louis. And she sold her house, which I don't know. I kind of felt it was sad. That was kind of a sad moment. She's moving. The girls are not happy. I mean, they're not happy, but it's hard.
When they moved into that house, I remember her picking out the backsplash. Like, I remember that. And I remember how little her girls were, how excited she was, you know, for her redone house, as Melissa says. Yes. But I think the thing that I love about Jersey is we've grown up with their families and their kids. And like,
I know. And they don't change the cast all the time.
Yeah. Like, we fell in love with Gina and Adriana, her daughter's name, Gabriella. Like, we know her kids and we care about what happens to them when their dad and mom went to jail. Like, we care.
We care. You know? And so we literally put our life on hold to wait to see what was going to happen when they got out. Like, you know? I do feel like Teresa is a huge staple in that show. I really do.
And like it for them to lose, and you can see the pain in the kids because you know those kids love their dad so much. You can see it when they talk about him.
I couldn't imagine.
I think it's heartbreaking. I understand from Teresa's perspective. She wants to move on with her new family and life. I get that. And I support her 100%. She needs to. I get that. But, you know, I see how it's hard for her kids.
It is. I mean, it made me sad to see them packing up and moving out of that house. But, you know, looking forward to the future as her kids get older. But let's really dive into Jackie, because you have a lot of experience with this. Absolutely heartbreaking. You know, she posted a picture recently with her and her husband, and she was so frail. Like, her arms were so thin. And I think that people don't understand with anorexia, maybe you're not physically like a skeleton, but you still up here, like you can't comprehend eating food. And, you know, somebody like for me, like I've had struggles with food. Like I definitely, I'm not the norm. I'm like, I'm going to eat this, and this. Like when she said, like, I don't eat ice cream, like we go out for ice cream, I do the same thing. If we go out as a family and we have frozen yogurt, I don't eat it. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, that is putting a message to your children. Obviously, she has full-blown anorexia. It's affected her kids and the way that they see her. And she's being very brave to me to open up about this. And you know a lot about it because your daughter's gone through it.
I mean, Rowan is, I think that's the one thing that I do love that Bravo is doing. Bravo has a tendency to put bows on things, you know. And I've noticed they've done it with a few eating disorder stories, and now we're fine. And eating disorder is very similar to sobriety. It's one day at a time. You're never recovered. You're always recovering. And I like that they're giving the story justice, because I think other people struggling will realize you're always struggling. Some days are better than others. The time where they talked about how she couldn't go away for 4 days, that hit home to me. I remember a trip with Rowan, you know, she could only eat carrot sticks and hummus. That was the only thing she could eat. And at a certain point, we had to come home early. And it consumes you. I don't get ice cream when I go out with the kids either, but it doesn't consume me.
Yeah. And that's the difference. Consuming your life.
I don't think about food that much. All people that are anorexic think about is food and not eating it. How many calories is this? The weighing out of the food? How often can I work out? I mean, it is. When Rowan was in the height of it during the pandemic, it was exhausting to watch her. It was sad. And there was nothing I could do to help. You know, I did a Page Six thing with her about it, because she never got to tell her story. They cut it all out. And, you know, she does talk about how she's doing better and the tools that have helped her. Obviously, therapy is a big one. But like, I do love that Jackie's being so honest and so vulnerable.
And her husband's so supportive.
Yeah.
He's so sweet and so supportive. He's like, babe, I don't care what size you are. Like, I love you for who you are. And that just broke my heart. And then also when she told the story about putting lipstick on in high school and a boy walking past her and saying, it's not going to help. Oh. And she basically said, I'm so effing gross. And that literally almost brought me to tears to think like that you really think that, like, I'm so freaking gross.
Or the fact that that one boy said, so not even realizing, has these long-term consequences. I think this is the beauty of Housewives. That moment is the beauty of Housewives.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The bickering, the he should, she should. I don't watch for that. I don't identify with that in my life anymore. That moment with Jackie, with her the therapist, and her with her husband, that's what we need more of.
I love seeing it. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's painful. It's hard to watch. It's hurtful. But it's also eye-opening.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are going to be saved by that. I can't imagine her DMs right now. You know, I hope she has someone that can help her get through them, because she's going to save lives.
Yeah. And then we're going to move on to Jennifer and her husband, Bill, at lunch. I don't know if you followed this, but he had an affair on her 10 years ago. And he's very dismissive of it. Like, it happened. Oh, well, deal with it.
Right.
And I don't know if it is like, I don't want to film and talk about this kind of attitude, or that's how he treats it, because she finally found her voice last night. Like, she finally was like, listen, you're not helping matters. Like, you're not helping me in this. You're not supporting me. Like, you cheated on me. And the bottom line is, at this point, if we divorce, I get half. And I'm like, yay. get half.
I mean, I'm looking at the transformation of Jen from her first season on the show, where she's a stay-at-home mom to five kids who had never left her kids for a vacation. Do you remember that?
Yes.
They went to like a farm and she had never left them. And he was giving that. I remember him being like, good moms don't leave their kids. I was like, wait, what?
I know.
And now I'm looking at her and you can tell she had like one drink and she's like, she kind of gets. And so anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to get half. I'm taking half. So, just yeah, so you know,
I
half.
Don't need you
so
anymore.
Keep it up, asshole. Yeah, keep it
I
up.
I get half your money. That's all.
And did you notice he turned red and got redder and redder and redder as she kept talking? He's like, oh, shit, I'm screwed.
I mean, I personally love Jen. I know her in real life and I love her. So for me to see her just lean back and be like,
yeah,
boy, you better watch it.
You better watch it, right? Yeah. So that was actually a really good scene. I really enjoyed that. And then they move on to Dolores's softball event. Can I just say, I love Dolores.
Yeah.
I love her. I love her. I've never met her, but I love her. I love her relationship with her ex. I mean, she's changing everything out there that you can have an ex that you can actually hang out with, have fun with, like you're once in love with this person. And it just, I don't know, just feels good. Right.
I mean, I do. I will say I look to her and Frank as role models for what I'm trying to do.
They're 100% role models.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to, if you're getting divorced, watch Dolores and Frank because they have such a great relationship and
yeah,
they have kids together. And
it gives me hope. It gives me hope. They give me hope. She gives me hope. And yeah, I love that they raised so much money.
I know. Okay. So Dolores, the softball event, they're raising money for, I can't remember what the charity is, but it's something to do with breast illness. Maybe
I think it was for breast cancer.
Is it breast cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she kept it real. She was sweet. She was nice. She was all, you could tell she was genuinely worried about raising money. Yeah. You know, a lot of girls go on there like, I'm going to do a charity event because it's going to make me look so cool. That's not the vibe I got from her. She's like, listen, this is what I'm doing. I've had my own issues with breast, like biopsies, like I'm trying to raise money. And it totally showed like she was amazing.
I got to meet them at the Salt Lake City premiere that Meredith hosted in New York. And I've met most of them more than once, but I met her for the first time. And she's just so cool and down to earth and nice. And like, I love the Jersey women as people, like as characters. I love them as characters, but as people, I love them too. And that's like a rare breed right there.
Yeah. So Teresa recently unfollowed me.
Sorry.
I made her mad. I know. I actually like her. She's very sweet. She unfollowed me and I think that she didn't hear the whole story. So the press went crazy. I basically said that all the affirmations and all the stuff that Louis was giving her on camera kind of reminded me of how Brooks was with Vicky because he would give her cards and affirmations. I didn't mean anything more than that. So I'm sorry, Teresa. Sorry you unfollowed me.
Sorry. I don't know. Send her flowers. Send her affirmations.
Oh, send her flowers. Send her flowers. But I do love, like, Teresa's a hustler. She's a moneymaker. She's like, listen, bitches, I don't like any of you, and I'm not happy with any of you, but here is my new workout line. Can you please wear it when you...
Right.
I'm like, you go. You go, girl. You're like a savage. Like, here you go. Here you go.
I can't stand any of you. Wear my shit.
Yeah. Can't stand any of you. Wear your shit. Okay. So we're coming to the end. So I just want to do some New Jersey fan thoughts. And one of the thoughts were the husbands on the franchise are the most entertaining.
Absolutely.
100%. We agree with that, right?
I mean, that one scene a few seasons ago, drunk Joe Gorga falling on the floor. Priceless. They were on Bimini Island.
Yeah, the thing is like I feel like if Eddie was around guys like that, he would fit in, he would have fun. He's never, like, since I've been casted, the guys have never had a good, you know, mix of guys that can
really
hang out.
They never promoted that though in Orange County. They never promoted the family aspect as much as the women fighting. I think every show has their niche.
Yeah.
You know, Jersey's the family show. Yeah. Beverly Hills,
I love it.
The fantasy
I
show.
I love it. It's funny because I'm really deep diving into all these shows now and being on the outside looking in. Obviously, it's hard for me to look into Orange County and talk about it because it's too close to my heart. But right. The other shows, I'm like, oh my God, this is freaking amazing. Like, I am now a super fan. Like, this is crazy. So one fan thought is that they're not enjoying Gia getting into the mix because, after all, she is a kid, but yet she's crossing that age where she's into her 20s now. Like, is she still a kid, or is she? Should she have an opinion?
Like, whatever. Gia's grown up on the show. She's been the voice of reason more time than the grownups have. Like, yeah. Let's take a step back. That girl has been more reasonable than her parents.
Oh,
or her uncle many a time.
Many a time. So we don't. I don't really care. I wasn't offended.
Margaret's not going to go after her. You always support your mom. Like, my thing is, I can say mean things to my mom, but you better not, you know?
Right.
And we all agree with that. So, of course,
I wasn't offended by it. Let her, she's in her 20s now or 21. Yeah. So I'm like, let her have an opinion. Jackie showing her absolute beautiful story. I'm so proud of her. I am too. We'll do a couple of different headlines, get them out real quick. We only have a couple minutes left. Well, the top one, Tamara Judge claims Denise Richard tried to hook up with her at BravoCon in 2019. Tamara Judge claims that Brandi Glanville and Denise Richard tried to hook up with her at BravoCon. Multiple sources exclusively confirmed to Page Six. Insiders familiar with the situation tell us that the bombshell, did they call me a bombshell? Tell us the bombshell claim was made, or bombshell claim, was made during Judge and Glanville's were filming. I don't really have much to say about this.
Only comment was, what took so long? Because we've all known about this since BravoCon.
Well, I'm not going to say much on this. It's not as bad as what they make it out to be. Like, is very...
I learned about it from some crew members that worked on both shows. Like, oh my God, the funniest thing just happened.
We're gonna definitely hear more about that coming up on the Ultimate Girls Trip that I think is gonna air in June.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for.
I know the first look at the Real Houses of Atlanta Explosive Reunion 14 trailer. It was crazy, and I'm looking forward to their season. I have not watched Atlanta in years, but...
Oh, our friend James worked on it, and he said it was amazing.
Oh, I can only imagine it's amazing. Yeah. I'm not even going to get into it. Let's see. Okay, so Bethany Frankel slams Real Housewives of New York for the reboot as boring. Okay. I think we all know when Andy Cohen announces the unique plan for the future of Real House of New York, there were going to be some strong opinions, and former iconic housewife Bethany Frankel is full of strong opinions. So naturally, she took to social media to give her thoughts on throwing some shade. As reported by Page Six, Bethany used a TikTok trend to express herself. She lip-synced an audio that said, "It's a long story and it's very effing boring." Bethany then captioned, "My thoughts on the Real Housewives reboot." So it's safe to say Bethany is not going to be part of the Real Housewives of New York reboot or the legacy. I kind of feel like what Bravo is doing with that is freaking amazing. It's amazing.
Me too. It's like, okay, we don't know where to go forward from here. So much has happened. Let's bring in young, new people and start over.
Let's start all over. So
I'm a New Yorker now. Like, I live there part time, and my version of New York is nothing like the ones, I mean, obviously I run into Ramona sometimes at restaurants, but like, there is such a cool, hip vibe to New York that you really...
I love New York.
Like, the Upper East Side isn't the only part of New York.
Yeah, you know? I'm considering getting an apartment in New York because I just love it so much.
Oh, I would love that. I would love
Maybe
that.
Maybe I can be part of the reboot.
Yeah. Funny.
Just kidding. But I think that's all we have for today, Bronwyn. Yay! Thank you so much for co-hosting with me today. It was so much fun.
And I'm so glad I finally got to like see you and catch up.
We have been trying to get together for lunch for months now. And we actually ended up doing it virtually, which I'm okay with. But we still need to go to lunch together. And, you know.
We'll do it soon. Let me know when you're free. We'll catch up. I still want you to meet Victoria. She wants to meet you so bad.
I want to meet her.
Yeah. You're going to love her. You're going to look at her and go, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for filling in for Teddy while she's out laying in the sun out there.
Tell her I said hi.
I know. She was bummed she couldn't be here, but thank you so much. And I love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.